Okay, the month of Adar, which is today's last day, is sponsored by Eitan Yosef Leah and Orem Lamed in honor of Sofim Lamed. And learning this week is sponsored in honor of Ita Shanzer, one of the members of our kolel, by Lisa and Barry Shanzer in honor of the birth of Ita. So we appreciate the sponsorship and we extend continued mazel tovs. Anyone who wants mazel tovs, it's just pay and we'll give you more and more. We'll give you more and more mazel tovs. So mazel tov on the birth of Ita Shanzer. The Gemara here in Ben Sora Mora, so we spoke last time a bunch about the Mishnah Ayin Amud Aleph. So the Mishnah, one of the things the Mishnah told us that we didn't talk about until now, is that the Ben Sora Mora, Achal B'chaburas Mitzvah, if he eats B'chaburas Mitzvah, Achal B'chodesh, or Achal Ma'aser Sheni B'Yerushalayim. So if he eats Ma'aser Sheni B'Yerushalayim, so he is Eino Nase Ben Sora Umora. So the Gemara on Amud Beis says, Achal Ma'aser Sheni B'Yerushalayim, Kevin the ki orchehu ka'achilei lo mamshech. So we heard a whole chabur about whether mamshech is shayich by the Ben Sora Mora for the Rambam, whether it's not. It's obviously shayich in some way, which was the two halachas in the Rambam where Zach pointed out that the Rambam is mesiachis to hamshacha. But whatever, regardless of how intense you think the hamshacha is, whether it's that you're guaranteed by Badalas he's going to become a Ben Sora Mora or something different in the Rambam. But the Gemara certainly employs the Svara here and says that since it's ki orchehu, so then lo mimshech, he's not going to have hamshacha basar, the achilas basar b'yayin. So whatever, if we were just reading the Gemara, so we'd assume that it's a achal dvar mitzvah, so since it's the context of Yiras Shemayim, where it's with people who are doing a mitzvah, and it's something which is going to be which is not going to be mamshech, because he's doing it in a way that's not so degraded that it's going to pull him along in the wrong path. That's what you would have said. The lashon of the Gemara, though, is shver. Kevan ki archehu. What does it mean ki archehu? In it is kedarko. It's kedarko. So the pashat we would have read is it's kedarko, meaning it's the derech of the mitzvah. You're doing the mitzvah, and therefore you're not nimshach. But then, so say ki achal b'toras mitzvah or ki achal bar mitzvah or kevan de b'mitzvah ka'asik eino mamshach. What's the ki arche? So the Pasha Pshat is that the Gemara is being merames here. It's insinuating that, or intimating, I guess both those work, that it's not really the mitzvah. There's no mitzvah gomer here in Achilas Ma'aser Sheni of the Ben Sora Mora. And the question is really why? Why is there no mitzvah when the Ben Sora Mora consumes the Ma'aser Sheni in this case? So before we even get into that question, we just have to wonder whether there's a mitzvah bechlal of Achilas Ma'aser Sheni of Yerushalayim. So the Chor, it's an open shut case, is a pasuk. The pasuk in Parshas Re'eh says, "Lo sucha lechol b'sharecha, maset degancha v'siroshcha v'itarecha b'chores b'karcha v'tzonecha v'chon darecha asher tidor nidosecha v'surmas yadecha." In Parshas Re'eh, so you're not allowed to eat ma'aser sheni outside of Yerushalayim. So that there's a lav, I don't think anyone disagrees about. There's a lav to eat ma'aser sheni outside of Yerushalayim. Is there a mitzvah essay to yet eat ma'aser sheni b'Yerushalayim? Answers the pasuk, "Ki im lefnei Hashem lokecha tochlenu b'makom asher yivchar Hashem lokecha bo ato uvincho v'itecha v'avdecha b'masecha v'alevi asher b'sharecha v'samach lefnei Hashem lokecha b'chol mishlach yadecha." And in case you were confused, five pesukim later, "V'achalta lefnei Hashem lokecha b'makom asher yivchar l'shakin shmo sham maaser degancha v'siroshcha v'tiroshcha v'yitarecha u'b'choros b'karcha v'tzonecha l'man tilma liyir as Hashem lokecha kol hayamim." So I don't know. So the pasuk certainly tells us there's an isser to eat ma'aser sheni outside Yerushalayim. And then the pasuk continues and tells us beferish that there's a tzivui to eat ma'aser sheni in Yerushalayim. That seems to be black on white in the pesukim. No, that seems to be clear. Elamai, if you look in the Minchas Chinuch mitzvah taf mem beis, so the Minchas Chinuch doesn't seem to assume this way. He assumes that there is no mitzvah essay, no positive command that tells us that we have to eat ma'aser sheni be Yerushalayim, and he seems to think that's the das kol harishonim. If you read just a few of the words, v'nir li, or near lomar, divade leka lav ela ese dechsiv etzarta kesef, ubelo pidyon lav, gamkein, eno mochrach rak lav haba mechal ese etzarta v'chule, ubelo pidyon aser. Aval lios mitzvahs ese lechol v'yushalayim lo shamanu. Never heard of such a thing. There's a mitzvahs ese. Again, we would have said, what do you mean lo shamanu? Did you go to Kriyas Torah, Parshas Re'eh? It says in the pasuk. But lo shamanu, we never heard of such a mitzvah essay of achilas ma'aser sheni b'Yerushalayim. The chen mevur b'divrei Rambam and the Ravah Mechaber, the Sefer Chinuch, the lo manu b'minyan mitzvah essay lechol b'Yerushalayim. Rak halos zeh v'lav b'bal mechal essay anosaf ein darkul unos kedua. So he says, proof in pudding. If you look in the Rambam Sefer Mitzvos, there is no positive mitzvah counted out of all the 613 of eating Ma'aser Sheni B'Yerushalayim. If you look in the Sefer Chinuch, there is no mitzvah essay of Achilas Ma'aser Sheni B'Yerushalayim. It's not there. There is a Lav Haba Mechlal essay, that is true, but the Rambam and the Sefer Chinuch don't count those. That's a Dian. It's actually very much related to what we're talking about, but we're not going to deal with it. That's a Dian, the Ramban and the Rambam. The Megillas Esther has an important klal about this in the Rambam. So it's not going to be counted. You don't find it. There's no mitzvah essay. Aval shiyeh mitzvah essay mutal sheyochal b'Yerushalayim v'mocha b'Yerushalayim mekayim mitzvah essay lo shamanu mikol harishonim, says the Minchas Chinuch. You won't find the Shita in the Rishonim that says there's a mitzvah essay, a positive commandment to eat Ma'aser Sheni B'Yerushalayim. The Minchas Chinuch goes on and says, even if you'll argue and tell me that there is a mitzvah essay of Achilas Ma'aser Sheni B'Yerushalayim, even if you'll tell me the Rambam holds that way, it's not a kasha that he doesn't quote in the Sefer Mitzvos, because I'll tell you it's not its own mitzvah essay, it's a chelek of the mitzvah of Hafrashas Ma'aser Sheni. That is a klal in the Rambam. Now I'm blanking on which shorash it's in. Maybe Yud Aleph or Yud Beis. I think I'm pretty sure it's in the tens in the shorash in the Rambam. The shorash of the Minyan Mitzvos. The Rambam says that if something is just a chelek of the mitzvah, meaning the mitzvah involves many details and many actions, so it's not that you count each of those actions separately as separate mitzvahs. There's one mitzvah of Ma'aser Sheni, which the Rambam does have. Hafrashas Ma'aser Sheni. One of the pratim, one of the chlokim of the mitzvah is that you have to eat it. And the truth is, if you look in the Rambam, Mitzvah's essay, Kuf Chav Ches, we'll come back to it, the Rambam says it that way. There's a mitzvah of Avrash's Ma'aser Sheni, and one of the Chelkei mitzvah is that you have to eat the Ma'aser Sheni in Yerushalayim. But that wouldn't be counted separately, says the Minchas Chinuch. It would be its own, it would be another part of the official mitzvah of Ma'aser Sheni. That being said, he says if you would hold that there's a Mitzvah's essay, but he says there is no Mitzvah's essay. You're not Mekayim Mitzvah's essay when you eat Ma'aser Sheni in Yerushalayim. I know, so it's very difficult what he's arguing. First of all, he says there's no Rishon, not the Rambam, not the Ramban. He says it explicitly. The Rambam wrote a whole Sefer Mitzvos. The Ramban wrote the commentary where he argues and everything. Then, if you argue, like Tosas Kasha in the beginning of Maseches Sota, if you're going to argue on certain mitzvahs and say this is not a mitzvah, you have to fill in the blanks. If we agree there's 613 mitzvahs, which the Ramban is not sure about, but ends up agreeing with, that maybe there's some halacha Moshe Sinai, even if it's not a drasha, that we agree there are 613 mitzvahs. So if there are 613 mitzvahs, you got to fill in the blanks if you took some out in the Rambam. So the Ramban says, I'm going to quote for you a whole bunch of mitzvahs essay and mitzvahs los esheh shachach osan harav. Right? The end of the Sefer Mitzvahs, the Ramban adds, here are the mitzvahs the Rambam left out. What's the first mitzvah he adds, a positive mitzvah, mitzvahs essay, that the Rambam left out? He says, achilas ma'aser sheni, b'Yerushalayim. So the Ramban, it's mefurish, and the Ramban thought there was a mitzvah essay. It's true. He thought the Rambam should have counted it. It doesn't mean he thought the Rambam didn't think it was a mitzvah. It means he thought the Rambam should have counted it as a separate mitzvah. So even lefi the Minchas Chinuch, it's not solved. But apparently, the Ramban held black on white that there is a mitzvah essay, a positive commandment that's mekuyam when you eat Ma'aser Sheni in Yerushalayim. And the Rambam himself says this: Shetzivanu in Mitzvah's essay Kuf Chav Ches, which I told you before. Shetzivanu lahotzi Ma'aser Sheni. You have to be mafresh. V'lashon, I think I mistyped this. Probably lashon haTorah. Or maybe, I'm just not sure what the word is there. If you have it open, you can tell me. Mitzvah's essay, Kuf Chav Ches, Lihios Zeha Ma'aser Ol Yerushalayim, V'yochlu Sham Bailav. And there's a mitzvah to eat the Ma'aser Sheni in Yerushalayim. Sefer Mitzvah's essay, Kuf Yotes, he says the same thing again in a context of Netar Avai. He compares it to Ma'aser Sheni, where he says there is a mitzvah to eat it in Yerushalayim. So the Megillas Esther, in the Shechachas Essen there, so the Megillas Esther says that it's understood, l'shitaso. The Rambam didn't count a separate mitzvah of Chilas Ma'aser Sheni Yerushalayim, because it's a chelek michelke ha-mitzvah of Hafrashas Ma'aser Sheni. But it's definitely a kiyum mitzvah to eat Ma'aser Sheni in Yerushalayim. So there's a mitzvah, a mitzvah's essay, according to the Rambam, according to the Ramban. It's a question whether you should count it separately. Fine, that's the machlokes you've shown him. But everyone here seems to agree there's a mitzvah's essay of Hafrashas Ma'aser Sheni, of Achilas Ma'aser Sheni in Yerushalayim. It's a pasuk, and the Rishonim are holding that. The Minchas Chinuch, I don't know. I think in this Minchas Chinuch, I think it had the, I don't know, who wrote the footnotes, Ira Renner, whatever, but whoever wrote the footnotes said, Ishtamite, you know, he missed the Ramban. He missed the Mefurish Ramban. I don't know. So I don't know what the pshat is, but it's not there. If you look in the Derech Emunah, in the in the beginning of the second paragraph of Maaser Sheni, Sir Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, and there's a birchas mitzvah on achilas Maaser Sheni. He says you don't see it mefurish anywhere, or maybe he has one from a Maharik or something, but it's hard to find mefurish that there's a birchas mitzvah, but there is a birchas mitzvah. And he says, because even the Rambam holds, it's a mitzvah essay. It's not counted separately, but it's certainly a kiyum of a mitzvah essay and a chiyuv to eat Maaser Sheni Yerushalayim. So you make a birchas mitzvah, Asher Kedushanu Mitzvah Sevetzilanu, I think he says, lech al Maaser Sheni. Okay, so lefi chol zeh, so we have to be ma'ayin a little bit. What's going on in our Gemara? Why is it only ki orche? There's a mitzvah essay of eating Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim. If the Ben Sora Mor stole and is eating Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim, so why isn't that a Dvar mitzvah that he's eating? He's eating Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim. Yeah? So you saw the Lechem Mishnah? The Eilam saw the Lechem Mishnah, not? The Lechem Mishnah on the Rambam here, so in Mamrim Zion Beis, if you want to look at it, the Lechem Mishnah commenting on what the Rambam says, which we'll come back to, the Rambam quotes this din of Achilas Maaser Sheni pattering from Ben Sora Mora here in Zion Beis, and the Lechem Mishnah comments, we're saying it makes sense to say it's a Dvar Mitzvah because Achilas Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim is a Dvar Mitzvah. So the Rambam should say, you're Pater because it's a Dvar Mitzvah, and a Dvar Mitzvah is not Machayiv in Achilas Ben Sora Mora. So Maaser Sheni is one of those examples. So the Lechem Mishnah says, that's what it sounds like in the Rambam, but it can't be. Lo mimshech. The Gemara doesn't say it's because it's a mitzvah. The Gemara says it's because it's kedarko, he's not going to be a mimshech. And Perish Rashi says the Lechem Mishnah, kederech mitzvaso. It's like making a mock seder. It's a mock-up of the mitzvah. It's like it's a practice of the mitzvah, but it's not actually the mitzvah itself. Kolomar, dechinu derech mitzvaso, likach meosan maos basar v'yayin, v'kevan dedarko kein, since it mimics the mitzvah Maaser Sheni, lo mimshech, you won't be a nimshech. But the time Mishum Dahavi Dvar Mitzvah, Deina Mitzvah Lach Lachlo Ela Bailim, says the Lech Mishnah, it can't possibly be that the Ben Sora Mora is being Makayim the Mitzvah of Achilas Maaser Sheni B'Yerushalayim with this Achila. Why not? He's not the Bailim on this Maaser Sheni. The Lech Mishnah is saying, the Mitzvah of Achilas Maaser Sheni applies, it's Nechal Lebailav. That's the Mitzvah of the Achalta. Your Maaser Sheni you have to eat in Yerushalayim. Aval Misha Eino Bailav, Ein Bo HaMitzvah. If I'm not the Bailam on this Maaser Sheni, I don't get the mitzvah of Achilas Maaser Sheni Yerushalayim. So he says, Sarachin on the Rambam, that the Rambam says, it's Mipneshu mitzvah, Achilas Maaser Sheni Yerushalayim, the Ben Sora Mora is Pater. Everyone clear on what the Lechem Mishnah's Kash is? So we set up a whole case that you see clearly there is a mitzvah of Achilas Maaser Sheni, so it makes sense that the Rambam is saying it's Derech mitzvah, and therefore you're Pater. But Lechem Mishnah is saying it's not a mitzvah because it's not the Bailam. If the Bailam eats the Maaser Sheni Yerushalayim, fine. But the Ben Sora Mora is not the Bailam, so why is he Pater? Alta Dvar Mitzvah. So the Lech Mishnah ends, Ulai de Rabbeinu ein kavana so ela atama amr begamara, al mishum de dami le mitzvah kail ala bahadi hanach. So he says, maybe the Rambam ein hachanami, the Rambam agrees with Rashi and agrees with the fact that the Gemara says it's ki orche, it's not because it's Dvar Mitzvah. Okay, but since it's shmeks of mitzvah, so it makes sense to include it in the list of Dvar Mitzvah here in the Rambam. But the Rambam never meant what he sounds like. Okay. Well, maybe. Maybe the Rambam's labdavka. I think it's moving Elav, that's Dachlik. It's Dachlik to say the Rambam was not Medayik B'Lashono here. So maybe this is all, everything from here on is Bataris Efshar. The Yesodos are glat. Mostly the Yesodos are glat. Maybe one or two are tenuous. I'll be honest and tell you which ones are less clear that they're fully true. But maybe it gives us a perspective and therefore a Mahalach in the Rambam. And then you could Bochi Yivchar, you could choose which one speaks to you. So there is a chakir in the Achronim when it comes to Achilas Maaser Sheni. What's the pshat in the mitzvah? Is it a chiv on the gavra or is it a chiv on the chepsa? Meaning, is there a chiv on the gavra that I have to eat Maaser Sheni, or is it a chiv that Maaser Sheni binis achel bi Yerushalayim? What's the pshat in the mitzvah? The mitzvah is that I have to eat Maaser Sheni, or is the mitzvah that Maaser Sheni has to be eaten in Yerushalayim? It's similar to Chakira to what the Beis Halevi made famous, the Chakira by Kachim in general. Kachim in general, almost many Kachim, is whether the mitzvah of Achilas Kachim, if there's such a mitzvah, is it a mitzvah that the Bailim have to eat the Kachim, or is it a mitzvah that the Kachim be eaten? Nafka Mina? Whether you need a Shir Kazayas, whether you need Kederach Achila, meaning is it enough that the Kachim be Nisachel, it be eaten, or does it have to be that you, the gaver, eat it and you need a maisa achila? Okay, so that's a chakira the Achronim have. Rabbi Yosef Engel has this in Beis HaOtzer, in Chelek Aleph Klal Kuf Nun Tes, Le'inyin Achilas Maiser Sheni B'Yerushalayim, whether you have to eat it or it has to be eaten. And the previous klal, he talks about it by kachim. So this is a chakir in the Achronim. If we would say, like the first tzad, that there's a mitzvah, the pashup shat, there's a mitzvah for you to eat Maiser Sheni, for you to eat kachim, so then you hear the Lachem Mishnah's kasha. The Bailim have to eat the Maiser Sheni. Bailim are not eating the Maiser Sheni. Ben Sura Mor eating someone else's Maiser Sheni. So Meiretesi, that is Mekayim, any mitzvah. It's not Derech Mitzvah. It's Orchei, it's the Shmeks of Mitzvah. It's Mimic Mitzvah. It's a Mach Seder, but it's not really the Mitzvah. So you hear the Lechem Mishnah's Kasha, right? That's what we've been assuming until now. But let's say we suggested that the mitzvah of Chilas Maiser Sheni, and I'm not going to say is not, but maybe is not only that you have to eat it, the Gavra has to eat it, but there's also a mitzvah that Maiser Sheni be Ne'echal. There's also a mitzvah that the cheftza be ne'echal. There's a chalos in the cheftza that it's nitan la'achila, we'll get to, and therefore the mitzvah is mekuyam in it if it's eaten. So then, maybe it's true that the ben sora mora who stole this money and then bought the food, and he's eating Yerushalayim, Maiser Sheni, maybe it's true that he's not being mekayim, he's not going to get more olam haba. But the Maiser Sheni might get more olam haba. The cheftza of the Maiser Sheni was na'asiz bo mitzvaso. The chefza, it was mekuyam by the chefza, the mitzvah, that it was ne'echal b'Yerushalayim lefi dineha, so maybe there's a dvar mitzvah here as well. The Rambam will tell you, enachnami lechem mishnah, of course you're right. There's no mitzvah on the ben sora mora to eat someone else's ma'aser sheni in Yerushalayim. That's an aveira, not a mitzvah. But the chefza shel ma'aser sheni was mekuyam by it, a mitzvah's essay, the araisa, that the chefza was ne'echal b'Yerushalayim kechol dineha v'chol pratea. So therefore, it's a dvar mitzvah, and therefore the ben sora mora is pater for that reason. Everyone hear that suggestion? That's the possibility. So l'chora is very, very difficult to say such a suggestion for the following reason. If you look all over the Rambam, the one we quoted before, and elsewhere, you'll find the Rambam consistently adds, not only is there a mitzvah to eat Maaser Sheni, but he adds one other detail, that it's ne'echal al yidei habailin. The Rambam builds that into every time he says it. If you look Kuf Chav Ches in Sefer Mitzvot, like you said before, Shetzivan lohotzi Maaser Sheni, liyoza Maaser ol yishlaim, v'yochluhu sham bailav. Right? He's always including the bailim in the mitzvah. In the second parak in Maaser Sheni, Maaser Sheni ne'echal lebailav, lifnim mechomas yishlaim, lebailav, hakdama to Maaser Sheni, liyos neter avai kulo kadosh, I'm not sure, v'dino leheyachal b'yishlaim, lebailav, k'maaser Sheni. It was Sefer Mitzvot, like we said before, Sefer Mitzvot Kuf Yates, v'yochlu sham bailav, kemo Maaser Sheni b'shabbos. So you see across the board, the Rambam's always implanting the word bailim into the mitzvah. Furthermore, this is very gishmak, the Rabbi Pamramchik in his Torah Zraim, so in Hilchos Maaser Sheni, sorry, Mishnayis Maaser Sheni, Parak Aleph, Mishnah Zayin, the Mishnah says like this. This is very gishmak. The Mishnah says, Ein nevi'in kinei zavim v'kinei zavos v'kinei yoldos chatos v'ashamos. So you can't bring karbanos midmei ma'aser sheni v'mhevi yochal kenegdam. We'll leave out the seifa. You can't offer chatos v'ashamos kinei zavim karbanos using ma'aser sheni money to have purchased them. Why not? So the Rash in his commentary on the Mishnah there says that you're not allowed to use Maaser Sheni Mamon to purchase these karbanos, because we have a din by karbanos that it has to be called davar shebechova eino ba elamin achulin. You can't use Maaser Sheni Mamonis, hukdash Mamonis, to buy a karban, because you need to use chulin mamon to buy a davar shebechova, to buy a chatas, to buy an asham, to buy a kinei zavos, whatever. Fine. So it's a din in karbanos. You can't purchase a karban with Maaser Sheni money, because that's not good for karbanos, right? The Rambam says a different pshat entirely in the Mishnah there. The Rambam in Perish Mishnayis, and it's true in the Yad also, the Rambam in Perish Mishnayis writes, this is what he writes, b'chol elu, ein ochlin osan ba'alayhen. In all these cases, chatas, asham, the bailim don't eat the karban. Who eats the karban, chatas, and asham? If there's achila in those kases, it's the kohen. The kohen eats the karban. Ukvar bi'arnu she'in konin b'malus Maaser Sheni ela davar haray la'achilu shesia. Maaser Sheni money is reserved for specifically buying things which you will consume. If you won't consume it, then you can't use your money. You can't buy a new baseball mitt with your malus meiser sheni. Ah, what do you mean you're benefiting from it? No, it has to be achilo shia or sicha, but it has to be something that's going to be consumed. You can't buy a toy or whatever it is with the meiser sheni money. You have to buy something you're going to eat. So what's the problem? It is going to be eaten, no? I'm buying with my meiser sheni money a chatas and asham, which a kohen is going to eat. What's the problem? Says the Rambam, no, it has to be la'achilu shia ratzalomar sheyochlu v'yishtu oso ha'bailim. It has to be the bailim who eat the meiser sheni purchase, that which was purchased with the meiser sheni money. So here, the Torah Zoram writes, you see, from the fact that the Rambam didn't explain it to the Rash explained that it's a din in karbanos. You can't purchase a karban with meiser sheni money because that's not good for karbanos. Karbanos have to be bam and achulin. Most has to be chulin. You use meiser sheni money, that's not good for karbanos. The Rambam said, no, it's not a din in karbanos, it's a din in meiser sheni. Meiser sheni can only be used for a dvar achila lebailim. So he says, near the palig al zeb is over. He says, the machlokas is like this. The Rash thinks that the mitzvah of achilas meiser sheni is that the meiser sheni be ne'echal bit Yerushalayim. That's the mitzvah of achilas meiser sheni. The Rambam argues and says, mitzvah achilas meiser sheni, the Rash says, eino tali dafka bevailim, ella hu din beguf ha-meiser shu nitan la'achila. The meiser must be eaten. That's the mitzvah according to the Rash. But the Rambam thinks, no, the din is that the meiser sheni has to be eaten by the bailim. It's a din in the guf of meiser sheni also, because he says it's a din in the meiser sheni, but it's a din in meiser sheni that it has to be eaten by the bailim. And that's part of the details of the halacha of the mitzvah of achilas meiser sheni. So from everything we just said, it sounds like Lech Mishnah is correct. We said Lech Mishnah said there's no dvar mitzvah here. It's not bailim eating it. So we said maybe there's a din, there's a mitzvah, that even though there's a mitzvah to eat meiser sheni, the gavra, fine, but there's also a mitzvah that the meiser sheni be nechal be Yerushalayim. But we're seeing the Rambam every time he talks about the mitzvah sachila, he always mentions the bailim. It seems like you can't separate those two, so the Lech Mishnah is probably right. Meiser sheni eaten by Ben Saramor is not really a dvar mitzvah. But again, the Rambam says it's a dvar mitzvah. The Rambam says it, so it can't be the Lech Mishnah is right in that way. So, Efsher, this part's Efsher, maybe, even if it's true that there's a mitzvah achilas agavra in the Meiser Sheni, and v'lo od, it's even true that the mitzvah of the achilas agavra is dafka that it be the bailim who eat the Meiser Sheni, maybe there's still truth to the fact that there's a separate din, there's a second din, that the cheftza be nechal, and it just be nechal stam, even shalo ayidei bailim. So we didn't see that in the Rambam until now. So where do we find such a thing? So I'm not attributing what I'm about to say to the Rav, but the Rav gets us started, and it could be the Rav has a line where he says exactly what we said, but I'm just not certain about it, but just to get us started. The Rav has a long letter in Igros HaGrid. If you look, it's in the 10th paragraph of Hilchos Meiser Sheni there, but you have to read a lot of pages to really get all the parts of it. He writes a letter to his father where he tries to prove, again, we're really simplifying things here, but it's something that if you learn Shvius or Meiser Sheni or Truma, you'll have to encounter 100 times. But he tries to prove there's a concept of Kedushas Nitan, which means that in certain cases in Halacha, there's Kedushas Isser. Something is Kadosh, and that's because it's Usser to be used. Kadosh means Nivdal. It means separate. You're not allowed to use it, so it's Kadosh. Sometimes in Halacha, there's something called Kedushas Nitan, meaning it's not that the item is imbued with Kedusha because there's Isurim. It's that this item is given, is nitan, only for certain actions, therefore it's kadosh from everything else. For example, peros shvius are assumed to have kedusha. What's the kedusha? It's not a kedushas iser, it's kedushas nitan. Peros shvius are nitan le'achila. You have to eat le'achla. So the fact that you can only eat them makes it kadosh and nibdal from everything else. Kedushas nitan. Its kedusha lies in the fact and grows from the fact that it's only allowed to be used for certain things. Kedushas nitan. If you ever want to, stir up controversy and prove you're a YU guy in a yeshivish place, so you want to be prove you're a Harry, so you come in, first of all, you have a water bottle with you, that shows you're a Harry, and second of all, you start talking about Kedushas nitan. Nobody in the yeshivish world heard of Kedushas nitan. We'll see in a second, there's a similar sprach, but no one heard of the term Kedushas nitan. The Rav invented that. Who was telling us this? Rabbi Blatsky was saying when what's his name from Ramaz? Shaiwitz, when he wrote the Shirei Rav challah and mitzvot tefillas baaretz. So the whole sefer is replete with the term kedushas nitan. And I think the editor kept like editing and like I have no idea what this is. You have like a huge typo here across the whole sefer. Kedushas nitan. The term doesn't exist. It exists in the world of the Rav. He invented the term, but he explains that there's such a concept of kedushas nitan, that there's a kedusha which comes from the fact that this item is reserved for only specific actions. Like we said, shvius. If you learn also Rav Ilson's sefer and I forgot what it was called on Maseches, well, on in Yanei Shvius, Peiros Prichaim. So he has a whole chapter on the fact that kedushas nitan exists, and then the whole sefer uses the idea. Okay, so the Rav has a yisod in this long letter in Maaser Sheni. He tries to prove to his father that the same thing applies by Maaser Sheni as well. That Maaser Sheni has its kedusha stemming from the fact that Maaser Sheni is reserved for Achila Shesia Sicha in Yerushalayim. And because of that, the Rav proves that it's not that there's Kedushas Maaser Sheni and then there's a mitzvah which floats Mikofia that a person has to now eat the Maaser Sheni. The pshat is that the Kedushas Maaser Sheni, it's licked in the Cheftza, that the Cheftza is Nitan L'Achila B'Yerushalayim. That is the Kedushas HaCheftza, the Cheftza is Nitan L'Achila. The nafkamina is that even if you have Maaser Sheni, which is already Nikdash, which is already Kadosh, if it becomes Eino Ra'i L'Achila, if it becomes Al Yidei B'nei Adam even, if it becomes Lo Ra'i L'Achila, even Al Yidei B'nei Adam, so the Rav says from the Rambam that the Kedusha is Paka. You mean the Kedusha is Paka? It's already Maaser Sheni, it has Kedusha. So it's not Ra'i L'Achila's Adam, so it's Maaser Sheni that's not Ra'i L'Achila, but it's still Maaser Sheni. Answer is, that's not Maaser Sheni anymore. If it's not Nitan L'Achila's Adam, so then it loses its Kedusha, because the whole source of Kedusha, the whole definition of the Chefza of Peres Maaser Sheni, is that they're Nitan L'Achila Ushasiyah. So in that context, the Rav is Mitzayin. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik writes back a very short letter where he says, I forgot, Dvar Mesamchem, very beautiful. However, I don't fully understand this concept of Kedushas Nitan, and also like Alech L'Havi Raya. Like, where's your Raya that there's such a concept of Kedushas Nitan by Maaser Sheni? So the Rav, after that, responded with another letter. All this is eventually written up, but it's in letter form. In Igros HaGrid, they published the article after it also. The Rav responded and said, you see it in our Parish of Mishnayis that we just read. What the Rambam is saying in our Parish of Mishnayis, he says, it's not just a din in Karbanos, that you can't use Maaser Sheni to purchase Karbanos because it has to be Bam and Achulin. No. The Rambam says, because Maaser Sheni is only Nitan L'Achila, you can't use Maaser Sheni to buy Karbanos, because that's not Nitan L'Achila Sabaylim, in the Lashon of the Rav. Shesover, Shehumi Dine Maaser Sheni. It's a din in Maaser Sheni. The Maaser Sheni Nitan L'Achila, Vishesia velo lechatos v'hashamos. Maaser Sheni is not given to, it's not reserved for, and therefore not allowed to be used for chatas and asham. Mishum de ne'achalim lekohanim velo lebailim, because it's not nechal by the bailim, it's nechal by the kohanim. And he says that's true in the Yad also. So and then the Rav ends. Ve'im kain mavur lahejid the chalos shem bailim nemar bekiyam mitzvaso shel chefza. The chefza itself has the chalos din of nitan la'achila. Now, this part of the Rav doesn't take you all the way, because the Rav is saying it has to be Nechal Ayde Bailim, which is what the Rambam said in Perish Mishnayis as well. But what you see from the Rav, this is why it's a hakdamah to what we're about to say, what you see from the Rav is that the din of Achilas Maaser Sheni is not simply that a Gavra has to eat, that Bailim have to eat Maaser Sheni. You see that Kedushas Maaser Sheni is geboit on the fact that the Cheftza Shel Maaser Sheni is Nitan L'Achila. The Kedushas Maaser Sheni in the Cheftza is reserved for Achila, and using the Maaser Sheni to do something other than Achila is a pagam in its Kedusha. It's not able to be used for Chataos V'Hashamos. Not because now you're not going to eat it, oh, you're going to miss out on a mitzvah. No, because that's not what this Cheftza is given for. What is this Cheftza given for? The Cheftza is Nitan La'Achila. Okay, the Rav says La'Achila is Bailim. The Cheftza is Nitan La'Achila, meaning the Cheftza has Dinam of Achila in it as well. Now, we're not fully there yet, but do you hear the why we're on the ladder here, where we're going? Meaning, it's not just that there's a mitzvah on the Gavra, but you see dinim in the Cheftza itself. Kedusha is paka if it's not Ra'i L'Achila's Adam, because the Cheftza itself is Nitan L'Achila. So yeah, the Cheftza has to be Nisachel. The Cheftza has to be eaten in Yerushalayim, by Bailim, fine. But it has to be eaten, it's a din in the Cheftza as well. So that takes us halfway there. We're starting to see that there's a concept of the not only the mitzvah sagavra, but a mitzvah sachefza that it be eaten, and that's the whole source of kedusha of the Maaser Sheni. But still, the Rambam told us it's only alidei bailim. So where do we get the idea that even a ben sora mora eating after he stole is also going to be the chetza is done, a mitzvah, and it's not done. The Bailam didn't eat the Maaser Sheni. We're still stuck, yeah? Everyone's still stuck with me? Everyone with me? And everyone's stuck with me also? Okay. So, Amitzia. So, yesterday in the morning I was working on this, and I this is where I had gotten to on Erev Shabbos, and that was it. I checked, and I was very, very lucky. Yigati Matsasi. So, Sorotskin has a sefer on Maaser Sheni. So, the very first page on Maseches Maaser Sheni, he says the following. It's Gevuras Yitzchak. It's the same sefer, it's on Maaser Sheni. This is a Mishnah in Maseches Shvias in Perek Ches. Shvias nitna la'achila u'lishasiyu l'sicha. Peros Shvias are given for eating, drinking, and anointing. Lechol davar shadark lechol, v'lasuch davar shadark lasuch, v'lo yisuch yayin v'chometz, aval sachu es ha-shemen. Says the Mishnah, v'chein b'truma u'maiser sheni. So too, truma and maiser sheni are nit nu la'achilo shsila sicha. So Sorotskin points out a very interesting thing here. When it comes to Peros Shvias, there's no mitzvah for a person to eat Peros Shvias. Yes, Yesh Ladin on the Ramban, whether La'achla is also a mitzvah. But the stamma is that it's La'achla v'lo l'schora or l'hafsid, meaning the mitzvah is that you cannot dispose of Peros Shvias. It's not a mitzvah that you have to eat Peros Shvias. It's a mitzvah, you can't waste it. So there's no mitzvah that a person has to eat Peros Shvias. So what you see, apparently, from the Mishnah, says Reb Sorotskin, is that there's a din in the chefza of the Peros Shvias, shedinan sheyihu nechalim, that they're nitnu la'achila. Meaning you can't tell me that the Mishnah means, shvias nitnu la'achila sicha. You must eat Peros Shvias. No, I mustn't. It's good. The tea like kind of gets dropped. No, I mustn't, right? I don't have to eat Peros Shvias. What do you mean? The Mishnah says, shvias nitnu la'achila. You do have to eat it. No, so you see what the Mishnah means is that the chefza of Peros Shvias demand that they be eaten. Not that there's a mitzvah on the gavra to eat Peros Shvias. The chefza of Peros Shvias demands that it be eaten. It's nitan la'achila l'shziyu l'sicha, and not l'hefzid l'schora, etc. And from the seifa of the Mishnah, you see, v'chein b'truma ma'aser sheni. You see that truma and ma'aser sheni are exactly the same. They're exactly parallel, that there's a din and a chefza that they have to be nechal, that they have to be eaten or drinking or anointed in. So that's the key of mitzvah of the chefza of Peros Shvias. That's the key of mitzvah of the chefza of truma. That's the key of mitzvah of the chefza of ma'aser sheni. Not that a gavra has to eat them, but that the chefza is nitan la'achila. Good so far? Says Rav Sorotskin like this. He says it's true. There's a mitzvah's essay on the gavra, the bailim, to eat ma'aser sheni. But milvad that mitzvah, in addition to that mitzvah, what you see in our Mishnah, v'nira, da'afal gav shekasav arambam shedino shal ma'aser sheni, shi'enechal lebailav, v'liochlanu acher lo yizkayim a mitzvah. If you and I eat someone else's ma'aser sheni, we're not mekayim the mitzvah's hagavra of achila. We're not mekayim the mitzvah. The mitzvah is that the bailim eat the ma'aser sheni. We're not the bailim. Hainu rak binogei la ha-mitzvah b'fnei atzma, shelachilas ma'aser sheni hamutelas al bailam. That's true in terms of the mitzvah on the gavra to eat ma'aser sheni. Debahachi ayri sham Rambam. That's what the Rambam is talking about. And all of ma'aser sheni is talking about that the bailam yochlu sham. They have to eat it. That's why the Rambam, every time he talks about the mitzvah of achilas ma'aser sheni, throws in al yidei ha'bailam. Aval mitzad ha de ma'aser sheni nitan la'achila u'shasila sicha. But this that our Mishnah in Shvias tells us, that there's a din in the chetza, there's a mitzvah in the chetza that it's nitan la'achila. That it be nisachel be Yerushalayim, the kiyam mitzvasa shel ma'aser sheni sheyihye nechal bazed lo shiny ma'aser sheni mitrumo shvius uchmoda hasam neskayim din achetsa bechol misha yochlenu. As long as somebody eats the ma'aser sheni in Yerushalayim, the kiyam hamitzvah in the chetsa was mekuyam. The ma'aser sheni was nitan la'achila and it was nechal. No gavra ate the ma'aser sheni b'toras mitzvah. The bailim didn't eat it, and it's not my mitzvah to eat it because I'm not the bailim. So no bailim, no gavra was mekayim the mitzvah, but the chefza was, it reached its tachlis. The chefza of ma'aser sheni was eaten by someone. The ashal havi bailav, kemokein by ma'aser sheni, niskayim din ha-chefza, ba'achilas kol echad ve'echad, afilu lo havi bailav. So too by ma'aser sheni, says Reb Sorotskin, that as long as the ma'aser sheni is nechal, no gavra was mekayim the mitzvah, but the mitzvah of the chefza was mekuyam. It was mekuyam. Now, I'm just pointing it out so if anyone ever wants to look it up, they can. There's a line in the Rav's letter where I thought he was saying this. I'm not in it enough to know if this is what he intended. But let me just read it to you and you'll hear it and hold on to it. V'od Yoser Nira, and if you want, it's on page, in Igros HaGrit, it's on page Kuf Ayin Beis, 172. So the Rav says like this, V'od Yoser Nira, there is a special halacha that Maaser Sheni, in order to have its kedusha, has to be nitan la'achilas bailim, right? It has to be given to, reserved for the achila bailim. Listen here, mikol makom ika gam kiyum shel nitan la'mitzvaso. There's also a kiyum of nitan la'mitzvaso al yidei achilas acherim, when others partake of Maaser Sheni. The Rav's not claiming that they get a mitzvah, but ika gam kiyum shel nitan la'mitzvaso, it's considered a fulfillment of the tachlis of the Maaser Sheni, that it be eaten al yidei achilas acherim, even if they're not the bailim. So from the Rav also, this line at least sounds like he's being meramis to this yisod. So when all the dust settled, achrei kachlos hakol, so what do we have? So we have a gemara that says it's ki orchei to eat maaser sheni, and therefore ben sarama is pater. And then Rashi explains, the way I guess you have to explain the gemara, we think, is that it's not really a mitzvah, says lecha mishnah, because you're not the bailim. The ben sarama is just a random guy eating maaser sheni. He's not the bailim, he's not mekayim a mitzvah. So lecha mishnah says it can't be that it's a real mitzvah. The Rambam says it's because it's a bar mitzvah. The Rambam never meant it, says lecha mishnah. The Rambam never meant it. So he said, the Rambam usually means what he says. So is there a pshat which allows us to understand how the Rambam meant that it's a mamash dvar mitzvah? So we said there's no way to be mekayim the idea that you're mekayim a mitzvah by eating maaser sheni if you're not the bailim. There is a mitzvah essay, but it's only on the bailim. And you see that in the Rambam time and again. But with this Mishnah in Shvius, with the letter of the Rav, with the Yisod of Kedushas Nitan, so maybe there is a din in the Chetza of maaser sheni that it be eaten, that it be nechal. That's for sure true. That side of the chakira is also true. On top of the mitzvah sagavra, there's a mitzvah sachetza that it be eaten, that it be nechal. Elamai, it's not only mekuyam by the bailim eating, but as long as the maaser sheni is nechal, it was fulfilled by it, its kedushas hanitan of achila. It was nechal in Yerushalayim. So even if it's a ben sora mora who eats the maaser sheni, it was nechal as a dvar mitzvah. So it says the Rambam, avada ve'avada, this ben sora mora was not mekayim any mitzvah, he's going to go to Gehenim for what he did. But the Maaser Sheni is going to get a chashuva olam haba. The Maaser Sheni did its mitzvah. The Maaser Sheni had its tachlis mekuyam, that it was nechal, even shalal yidei bailin, that's still a kiyam of the kedushas nitan la'achila. I ain't a love, but maybe that's a mahalach that saves the Rambam with the pashup on the Rambam, which is that there's a dvar mitzvah over here.
Also maybe in the diuk in the lashon Rambam.
Nechal. Oh, sorry, in Mamrim or in...
No,
Mamrim.
Yeah. Osha achla b'dvar mitzvah. I mean, so he parallels that to say, Yotze zesha avar ba'al devrei Torah,
good,
violated Isser, osha achla b'dvar mitzvah, if you happen to eat a dvar mitzvah.
Now he's being mekayim a mitzvah with his achim.
Right, but just how did, wasn't the Lashon HaMishnah dvar mitzvah? Or no?
The Lashon HaMishnah achla b'dvar mitzvah.
So that's, I mean, so maybe, but it is a strange Lashon, I agree with you.
Dvar shu mitzvah.
Oh, dvar shu, and that would also be okay, but b'dvar mitzvah. He used a mitzvah item.
Okay, why is not
can you just read it after B'dvar Mitzvah?
Then he says, Ketzai.
Yeah.
Ochal achila zunukhararas in chamurara sha ochal imayim B'dvar Mitzvah osha achlu maaser sheni b'yushalayim afilu achlu b'tam chumi avelim shein mitzvah d'vayim.
So tam chumi avelim is not B'dvar Mitzvah. It can't mean like chefza. It has to mean something else. It has to mean like in a context of mitzvahs.
No, but meaning what you mean.
Yeah. So I don't know. Right. The Mishnah told us that Achal Maaser Sheni, so he's Inonatsa Ben Sora Mora. We just discussed how that's possible or why that's possible. So in the Rashi an hour on Amud Beis, so the Rashi says Achal Maaser Sheni Ganav Mimalus Maaser Sheni Bekana Basar Yayin. What happened? He stole the money of Maaser Sheni from his father, and then he bought Basar Yayin Bezol. And ate it. So that's his chiyuv of. Sorry, he won't be chayiv, but that would have been the chiyuv. He stole Maaser Sheni money. He used that to purchase basar v'yayin, ate it kederech mitzvaso. So that's not going to be chayiv as ben sar mor. So tzarech in here, a ben sar mor has to steal. He has to do a maaser gzela, right? He has to steal from his father maos and then purchase food and eat it. So how does that add up over here? Tzarech in gadol, no. How does that add up over here? He stole maos of Maaser Sheni. Is that gzeila? Ma'aser Sheni, there's a machlokas Reb Meir and the Chachamim, whether Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda, Reb Meir and Yehuda, whether it's Mamon Gavah or Mamon Hedjot. Reb Meir assumes it, I'll just do it simply. Reb Meir assumes it's Mamon Gavah, and it's the Stam Mishnah, so it's Reb Meir, the Minchas Chinuch says. So, for sure, you want to answer Laman Dama or it's Mamon Gavah. So, if I stole from my father and he had Malos Ma'aser Sheni, I didn't steal it from my father, I stole it from Rishus Gavah. Or I didn't steal it at all if you can't make Kinyanim, I don't know, but it's definitely not Gazela from my father. It was in the Rishus of Gavoa. So what does that mean? I didn't steal from my father. I stole from Hashem. So Eno Shomei Bekolo, Shal Makom, not like Bekoleinu Shal my father. So the Minchas Chinuch says, yeah, Rashi's explaining Lamanda Amar Mamon Hedjotu. This is the Minchas Chinuch in Reish Mem Ches in Ben Sora Mora. So he gives an explanation, but he's bothered by this Kasha very much. There's more details here, but I'm skipping them for now. So two things occurred to us to answer. The first, during Seder, I thought the simplest answer right away was like Rabbi Per quoted earlier in the year from Reb Chaim, the Yesod in Ma'aser Sheni Mamon Gavah, that Ma'aser Sheni Mamon Gavah in the Rambam does not mean that it's not the Mamon of the Bailam. It means it's my Mamon le'inyan certain things, and I'm not allowed to use it for other things. So it's my Mamon, I own this Mamon, as I own this Ma'os of Ma'aser Sheni, but because it's Mamon Gavah, I can't sell it. I can't be Mekadesh and Isha. The Rambam says, it's your, the Rambam and Ishas, the Chaim works off of, is that, yeah, it's your money, but ein lo lasos bo shar chafatzav. You can't use it for other things. It's my money, le'inin, what I'm allowed to use it for. But it's my money. So if I steal that mamonis, that mouse, from my father, I am stealing his money. It was his money for Achila, it was his money for Shasiyah, it was money for Sicha, as long as it goes to Yerushalayim. So it was his money, it was in his bailus. Elamai, he wasn't allowed to use the Mekadesh and Isha or sell it. Fine. But I did steal from the Rishus of my father. Right? That's what I thought the Pashut explanation was. I saw on Friday that Reb Shmuel says this also. It's on page Kuf Chaf Dalet in Shir Reb Shmuel. The thing is, Reb Shmuel knocks it off, maybe, and just asks, Yesh Ladan, maybe there's no Kinyani Gezela in such a case. Meaning, it's true that I'm taking from the Rishus of my father, but the same way my father can't give it by Matana, can't sell it, so maybe I can't be Kone through Gezela. So even if we give the teretz that it was Birshus my father, was it really a gazela from the Rishus my father? Because I can't have a chalos kinyan on the Ma'aser Sheni. So it's a hard gemara or Rashi to understand what it means. He steals Ma'os Ma'aser Sheni and then buys food with it. So what I thought was more pashut than pashut pshat, which is similar to what we were talking about last week, is that kushim ekar lesa, the tzorech of gazela by a ben saramor, is it pashut that it needs all the dinei v'kinyanei v'nyanei gazela? No, the pshat is like this. Why do I have to steal from the rishus of my father? Because it has to come from my father's rishus and into my rishus, and you have to have all the halachos that make it such? Or because my father is the most matzli person near me, and the biggest chashash that I'm going to be nimshach, after what I do, is if the stuff is very accessible to me. If I steal money from my father, that is money which is extremely accessible to me, I'm going to keep this behavior up. If I steal it from my neighbor, they might move away. If I steal it from my friend, he might not be my friend next year, or he's not as close to me as my father is. My father's wallet is always in the same place as his night table. I know to go there every night and take the money. It's just easier. I'm going to be nimshach that way. So because of that, you have a tenai in Ben Sora Mor that he has to steal from his father. But it's not because it has to be from his rishus to my rishus. It's because it has to be matsui by me. Mashal Ma'adah Radomer, the Aruch Laner, points this out. If you look on Ayin Aleph and Aleph, so the Gemara there talks about the Suda HaMuchenesla, who's the Shittas Rabbi Yossi, I forget. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Huda thinks that you need to steal from your father and your mother. How does your mother have any kinyanim? How do you steal from your mother? Gemara goes back and forth, Masha Kansa, Isha Kansa Baila, etc. So the Gemara says, maybe Suda HaMuchenesla. It's Enechanami, it's not mamish hers, but it's food that was money that was reserved for her to use. So Aruch Laner just points out, yeah, but it's not hers. Right? It's not actually her kinyan. So Elamai, what do you see? You don't need it to be your mother's kinyan. You just need it to be in her rishus, so to speak. It's hers that she thinks you shayach to it, and it's accessible enough to you that it's matzleh etzlecha. When you steal it, you're going to be nimshach after such a stealing. So here too, it's true. You gonev malus ma'aser sheni from your father. It's not really your father's. Let's say we don't have like Reb Chaim, or let's say you can't make kinyan gazela. So it's not really your father's. You're not really stealing from him. It's not from his rishus. In Hanami. But it was money that he was going to use. And you took it from him. That can happen 100 times over in the next 2 weeks because it's so accessible to you. So matzah etzlecha, we're choshesh that you're going to be nimshach after it. So that's a gezela le'inyin ben sora mora, even if it's not a gezela le'inyin hilchos v'kinyani gezela. Yeah. The Hamshach HaGemara here in Ayin Mabez. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Achol Basar Oaf, let's say you chicken, Eino Nasa Ben Sora Mora, it's not going to happen. V'ha'an Antana Achol Nevelos Utreif Shkatsum Masam Eino Nasa Ben Sora Mora, HaTahor In Nasa Ben Sora Mora. So it sounds like only if you eat treif, but if you eat kosher chicken, so then you will be a Ben Sora Mora. No, Kitna, Nan Masnizin Lahashlim. What does it mean, lahashlim? So Rashi says like this, lahashlim. Sha'afilu achol tartimar basar, chaser kezayis, mi behema Torah. Let's say you eat almost a tartimar basar of behema. Tartimar would make you chayiv. You eat a little less than that, a kezayis less than that. Veishlima le tartimar basar mi besar ofos tmeim, and use treif chickens to finish the shear, pater. Why? Mishum de'eno shamei b'kol shamakom. Why not? What weren't you shomei b'kol shamakom? You ate treif meat. You ate a kezayis of treif chicken. So you weren't shomei b'kol shamakom. So you're putter as a ben sora mor. Oh, but the kavasa b'tahorim mechayev. But if you had a case where you ate almost a tartimar basar of meat, and then you ate a kezayis of chicken, kasher chicken, then you're mechayev as a ben sora mor. The Rambam quotes this halacha in Zayin Gimel. The Rambam doesn't give us a shear. He doesn't give us a shear of how much you have to eat. The Rashi had said, tartimar basar chaser kezayis. The Rambam doesn't tell us how much, you know, oaf tahor you're allowed to eat to be mashlim. He just says, eat some oaf tahor, eat some behema tahor, and it comes together to a shear, you'll be chayiv. So what is the shear? So everything I'm about to say is from Shmuel. I just thought it was such a lamdish ha'ara, such a good ha'ara here. So he says, the Rambam doesn't tell us the shear. So he quotes the Acharonim, the Or Sameach, the Aruch Laner, the Minchas Chinuch, who say it's Tully and Rov and Miut. Meaning as long as it's Rov Basar Behema, even if you have a Miut of Oaf Tahor, it will be Hushlam Hashir, and you'll be able to be Chayiv as Ben Saramar. Yeah? Simple? It's Tully and Rov and Miut. The second it becomes Rov Oaf, you're not going to be Chayiv. But as long as it's Rov Basar Behema, and then a little bit of a Miut of Basar Oaf, which is Tahora, you'll be able to be Mashlam Hashir, and you'll be able to become Ben Saramar through that eating. Yeah? Okay, Rashi didn't say that. Rashi wrote lahashlim she'afilu achol tartimar basar chaser kezayis mi behema Torah. Meaning, if you ate almost a tartimar basar, but a kezayis was left over, and therefore you ate a kezayis of of tahor, then you'll be chayiv. And if you ate a kezayis of of tameh, you won't be chayiv. Why? Eino shomea b'kol shamakom. So it sounds like from Rashi that if you're eating a kezayis of of tameh, you're considered eino shomea b'kol shamakom. But let's say you eat less than a kezayis of of tameh. Are you Eino Shomei B'Kol Shemakom? So it sounds like Rashi, no. If you ate a kezayis of Shkatzim, Ramasim, etc., so you're Eino Shomei B'Kol Shemakom. But if you eat a chatzi kezayis, you eat a chatzi shir, you're not Eino Shomei B'Kol Shemakom. What's the obvious issue? We pass in chatzi shir Asim Ratorah. Let's say we didn't pass in chatzi shir Asim Ratorah, Rabbi Yochanan in Yuma and Gimel. We still pass in a chatzi shir Asim Midir Avanan, Reish Lakish, Shita. Everyone agrees chatzi shir is Asir. And we saw in our Gemara that whether it's an Isser Darabban, whether it's an Isser Daraisa, you're considered not Shomei B'Kol Shemakom. So why does Rashi limit it? That only if a person eats a Chatzi, only if a person eats a Kezayis of Of Tahmei, he's considered Eino Shomei B'Kol Shemakom. But if he eats less than a Kezayis, it sounds like he wouldn't be considered Eino Shomei B'Kol Shemakom because he didn't do an Isser. He did an Isser. Chatzi Shir is Asser. Minatara Midarban, it's Asser. Hear the Kasha? If not, tell me, because I don't want to say. So Rav Shmuel says such a lamdish teretz. This is Gishmak. He says, Yesh Lomar like this. Avada v'avada is true. If a person eats a chatzi shir of shkatz and ramasim, of tameh, whatever, they're over on an iser. The oraisa probably, or even derabanan for Yesh Lakish. Avada chatzi shir is asr min haTorah or mi derabanan. Avada. But it's not a maisa achila. If a person eats a kezayis of tameh, a kezayis of a sheketz, of a shkatz and ramasim, so he's over on the Isra Achilas Shkatz Ramasim. The Isra Achilas Of Tameh. The Isra Achilas Nevelos and Trefos. He did a Maisa Achila on a Kezayis of those foods. If he eats a Pachos Mikazayis, it's Aser Daraisa. Or Midarabana for Ishlakish. It's definitely Aser. But it wasn't an Achila. Achila is Bekazayis. Having a Chatzishir is a Te'ima. It's a taste. That's what he says. It's a Te'ima. It's a nibble on some of tameh or some basar tameh or shkatz meramasim. But you're not eino shomei b'kol shemakom b'toras achila. Apparently, what you need, the achilas ben soramora has to be einenu shomei b'kol einu, The achilas ben sor amor has to be that he did a maisa achila which was against our will, not a maisa achila which is against the will of Hashem. If you eat a kazayis of Ov Tame, says Rashi, you were over on the will of your parents and the will of Hashem because you ate a kazayis of Ov Tame, of Shkatzim Ramasim. What if I ate a chatzi kazayis of Ov Tame or Shkatzim Ramasim? I was over on the will of my parents and I was also over on the will of Hashem. However, I wasn't over on the will of Hashem in an achila. And the stipulation is that it has to be an achila which is in order to pater him. If it's a chatzishir, avada, it's aser, but it's not an isra achila, because you didn't do an achila, because it's pachas mikazayis. Yeah? So, I thought that was gavaldik. I thought that was kedai to share if anyone didn't see it in Rav Shmuel. Additionally, it just brings to mind the general concept of kazayis, which I think is important to at least Agav, just to relate to some aramakomos. So we hold in Maseches Shabbos, in halacha, we hold the din is that obviously hotzah and Shabbos is aser. So hotzah we assume is defined as dalat amos b'rishus rabim. You need an akira and an anacha in two rishuyos, and a hotzah is dalat amos. What if you pachas mi dalat amos? That's pater. That's mutter. You're allowed to go pachas in rishus rabim. It's mutter. Sorry, you're allowed to go pachas mi dalat amos rishus rabim. It's mutter. It's not an iser of hotzah. So the Achronim all ask, why not? Isn't it Chatzi Shir? Chatzi Shir Asa Min HaTorah. So the Shir of Hotzah on Shabbos is 4 Amos. I only carry 2 Amos. So we're saying it's Mutter? It's Aser. You're not allowed to do a Chatzi Shir. So some of the Achronim say with the Yesod that's famous from the Magen Avos and other Malachos, that the Yesod is like this. Some Malachos on Shabbos, you're right. Some Malachos on Shabbos, there's an Iser Malacha, and there's a Shir, quantitatively, how much of that Malacha you must do in order to be Chayiv, and if you do less than that, you're Pater. And that's a chatzishir. It's still usher, but you're pater, right? However, there are some malachos and Shabbos, and these achronim say, perhaps hotzah is one of them, where it's not really a chatzishir when you do less than the shir, it's a chatzi malacha. Meaning it's not the pshat that hotzah is usher, and if you do 4 amos of hotzah, you're chayiv. No, the pshat is hotzah's dalet amos is mechayiv. Hotzah's dalet amos is a malacha. And if you do hotzah less than dalet amos, not a malacha. It's a chatzi malacha. Chatzi shir is aser matorah. Chatzi malacha is a zero. What's the difference? The Achronim say that some shirim are quantitative. If you do so much of this malacha, you're chayiv. Some shirim are qualitative. They define the malacha. The Magen Avos says this, writing shtei osios on Shabbos. One os on Shabbos is not a chatzi shir. It's not half of the malacha. Sorry, it's not half of the amount. It's a chatzi malacha. Writing is defined as writing 2 letters. Writing 1 letter is not writing. It's not half of writing, it's just not writing. It's a chatzi malacha, not a chatzi shir. That's the yesod in the Achronim have. So Rav Tursky has quoted many times that the Miklash David didn't like this at all. The Miklash David in Chulman has an essay where he disagrees entirely with these Achronim, and he proves it from the Gemara and Yuma from before. He says the Gemara and Yuma tells us the source for chatzi shir. The Gemara and Yuma tells us that the chatzi shir, so the shir of Achila on Yom Kippur, is kakoseves agasa. What's kakoseves agasa represent? So the Gemara says, it's yesuve daite, meaning people are generally satiated by a kakoseves, a bigger shir than a kazayis, of food. And the shir of achila on Yom Kippur is not achila, meaning just simply eating, but it's a shir qualitatively of yishuv hadas. You have to eat enough that you're satiated. If you eat less than that, it's not quite the shir of kakoseves agasa. There's no yishuv hadas, correct? In that context, says the Gemara, chatzi shir still applies. Now, the shear of kakoseves agasa on Yom Kippur is obviously not a quantitative shear. It's not an amount shear. It's a qualitative shear. It's a shear in echus. What's considered an achila shel yishuv hadas? Kakoseves agasa. There's no such thing as half yishuv hadas. No matter what Rabbi Reish says about Morel. There's no such thing as half das. You either have yishuv hadas or you don't have yishuv hadas. Right? There's no such thing as half there. So either you have it or you don't, because it's a qualitative shear, yishuv hadas. If the shir was you have to eat 4 ounces in order to be chayiv, so 2 ounces is half of 4 ounces. But there's no half yishuv hadas. So there's no chatzi shir by kakoseves agasa on Yom Kippur, right? No. The Gemara says that's the source. I mean, that's the source that the Gemara talks about. Achila bepachlos mishir, and therefore chatzi shir. So the Mikdash Rav says, you see, minei uvei, in the Gemara itself, you see that the pshat and chatzi shir is not limited only to cases of quantitative shirim, of adding up numbers, but it's also applicable in cases where the shir is qualitative. And therefore, even if you hold like the Magen Avos, that some malachos are defined by their shir, hotza means dalet amos. Not hotza doing it 4 amos worth, is chayev. No, hotzah means dalarams. Ksiva, kosev means to osios. That's a real, that's the hagdara of the melacha. Even so, there's such a thing as chatzi shir of that. There can be such a thing as chatzi shir of that. What's the pshat by hotzah? Why pachos midalarams is pater, his mutter, so that the Mikdash Dabba gives his own explanation for it. We don't have time for now, but the Chacham Tzvi says a similar thing, I think. So what the Mikdash Dabba gives us, is sod here, is that in at least the case of Achilas Yom Kippur, the Shir Achila is not the definition of how much Achila you have to do to be Chayiv. The Shir of Achila is that it's only considered Achila if you eat this much. It's a qualitative Shir. Achilas Yishev Adas is an Achila. Achilas pachos mi yishavadas, pachos mi kakzebes, is not called achila. It's a definitive, qualitative shir. And the truth is, Rav Tursky always explained, that you see this by all of shir achila in all Yisurim. If you look in the Mishnah in Shavuos, on Chav Aleph, the Mishnah says, if you take a shvua shalo ochal, I take a shvua that I'm not going to eat anything, so what if I eat a kol shu? So Rabbi Akiva says, you're chayev on a kol shu, the Chacham says, you're not chayev, you're pater on a kol shu, from a karban. So the Chacham asks Rabbi Akiva, heichan matzinu din kazeh, where do we find such a thing? That you're chayiv on a kol shu. You're always only chayiv on a kazayis. So Bikiva gives a defense. So the Gemara there says, heichan matzinu, what are you talking about heichan matzinu? Matzinu vimatzinu. If you eat a namala, you eat an ant, you're loka. An ant is not a kazayis. An ant is much less than a kazayis. You're loka. The Gemara answers what? Shiny beria. An ant is a full creation, and therefore it's exceptional, and therefore you're chayiv on an ant. But if you eat a kol shu of soup, a kol shu of meat, that's not a beria, and therefore you're not going to be mischayiv. If you go to the Mishnah at the beginning of the third parak of Makos, the Mishnah says, how much tevel do you have to eat in order to be chayiv? So Reb Shimon there says, kol shu, and the Chacham say no, kazayis. Reb Shimon says, a kol shu does work. And the Gemara answers, no, we see a kol shu does work. The Gemara answers, shiny beria by namala, it's an exception to the rule. So Reb Tversky pointed out, so it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah has a machlokas, whether you're chayiv on a kol shu. And the Mishnah says, the Svara of Beria, that Beria shiny. So how does the Gemara in Makos have a question, what's the pshat that a Namala is a Mechayiv? And the answer is Beria shiny. We know it from, it's a Mishnah, all to be, as Rav Shechter says, to be a card-carrying member of the Amoraim Club, you have to know every Mishnah. The Mishnah in Makos already told us this Svara of Beria shiny. So how does the Gemara in Shavuos not know about that, ask the question and answer, oh, Beria shiny. So if Tversky explained like this, if you only had the Mishnah, there's Yosem Masha Amar Khan. If you only had the Mishnah in Makos of Beria, you might think like this. The shear of Achila is Kazayas. There's one exception to the rule. If you eat a Beria, a Namala, that's considered a Beria, and therefore it's an exception. It's an exception. Says the Gemara in Shavuos, if it's just an exception, maybe it only applies in that case of Achilas Tevel. Who knows if it applies in the case of all Achila, like I'm Shavuos Shlo Ochal, that here too Beria Shiny. Answers to the Gemara, no, it's a rule, not an exception. So then what's the rule? Is the rule Kazayas or is the rule Beria? What's the rule? What's Machayev for Achila? So the answer is like this, neither is the rule. The rule is, what's Machayev for an Achilas Isser is an Achila Chashuva, a significant act of eating. If you eat a Kazayas, says the Torah, says the Halach L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, this is the part that I want to get to, but we're not going to get to from the Rav and Isha Halacha, but the Halach L'Moshe Mi-Sinai says that the definition of an Achila Chashuva, the definition of eating Al Pi Halacha, is B'Chazayas. Why? Not because Kazayas is the shear, but because Kazayas is what the Torah defines as an Achila Chashuva. Oh, if that's the case, then what happens when you confront a Beria? So a Beria is not the size of a Kazayas, but it is what? It is Chashuv. It is significant. It's an entire creation. It's a whole ant. So even though it's not a kazayis, says the halacha, but beria shiny. Not because beria is an exception to the rule, but because beria is also a kiyim in that tanai. Beria is also an achila chashuva. The Torah says, don't eat an achila chashuva of tevel. Don't eat an achila chashuva of something you took a shvua not to eat. So says the Torah, that's bechazayis, or any achila chashuva. What's another example of achila chashuva? Beria. Beria is shiny, not because it's exceptional, not because an ant is different, but because beria is also considered an achila chashuva. So lichora, what Rav Shmuel is telling us here in our sugya is very much shayich to this yisod. Rav Shmuel is saying it's true. Rashi is telling us about kazayis. What are you talking about? If you eat a chatzi shir of shkatz meramasim, you're also eno shamei b'kol shemakom. Says Rav Shmuel, no, avadi you're eno shamei b'kol shemakom, but you didn't do an achila. What do you mean? I did an achila of a pachos mikashir. The answer is no. The Torah defines what an achila is. Achila is achila chashuva. In most cases, that means a kezayis. If you eat less than a kezayis, avada, you violated an iser. You were over on an iser of chatzi shir, min haTorah, according to Rabbi Yochanan. But you didn't do an achila. There was no achila chashuva here. If it was a beria, that is an achila chashuva. Fine, I hear that. That's an achila. But says Rav Shmuel, you need an achila, which is eno shamei b'kol shamakom. Here, you only have an iser, which is eno shamei b'kol shamakom, but you didn't do an achila if it was pachos mikashir. So that's why Rashi maybe is makbid on the shir of kezayis, because that's definitive of what's considered an achila and what's not considered an achila. We'll just reference it briefly and we'll end. If you look in Ish Halacha on page 54 and Vayter, the Rav explains that all of Shiurim are Halacha al-Moshe Misinai. And he says it had to be that way. Because any Shiur that a Ben Adam makes, any Shiur that I try to decide and define, is by definition arbitrary. Mashal Ma'ad Aradoma, this is a mashal I heard from Rutorsky. You're not allowed to drink alcohol until you're 21. Right? So, why not? So the answer is obvious. Because at 20 years old and 22 hours, you're immature. And then at 21 years old and 0 hours and 1 minute, you are finally mature. You're enveloped by a halo of maturity in those last 2 hours. That's ridiculous. So what's the pshat in the shir of 21? It's arbitrary. Around the age of 21, we think people are more mature and more responsible with alcohol. And therefore, the law allows that they can drink after 21. But you can't say that 21 is the age at which someone becomes roi l'alcohol. It's not possible. A ben adam can't make a shir like that. Who can make a shir like that? Only one being in the whole existence can make a shir like that. Ribono Shalom. So unless it's a pasuk in the Torah, if we don't have a makar for shirin, it has to be Halacha l'Moshe Sinai. It has to be Ribono Shalom said to Moshe Rabbeinu, kezayis. Because if we wanted to decide what's an achila chashuva, even if we said kezayis, that would be arbitrary. Around the kezayis is probably, yefshel tzamtim, we can't know for sure, but around the kezayis. Says Ribono Shalom, no, achila chashuva is defined as a kezayis. All shirim had to come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, b'chvodu v'atzmo, because only he can be koveya, something which is bivadaos, exact and precise, for a shir. Otherwise, it's not a shir achila, and okay, you'll see there in the Rav. Okay, stop.